Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, World Gym Pensacola, with host Ed Weinmayer.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. No Ed today, but we do have Taylor from World Gym who's joining us in the studio today, and we have Pat on the line. You guys are both trainers at World Gym, so welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. And Pat's in the other room on the phone joining us. So we're ample social distancing, and we're kind of getting a hand on these virtual shows. So welcome to you both. I'm so excited to have you guys on the program today. Last time World Gym was on, I learned so much about what you guys do and what makes you unique here in Pensacola. But we're going to be hearing about some of your classes that you do and how people can get in shape. It's summertime. We're kind of in the heat of the summer. And we know in Pensacola, we kind of don't get a winter. We might get one in January for 2 weeks, and then it's back to the beach. So we're going to get into how you can get fit, how you can kind of stay healthy. So Taylor, why don't you start off? You know, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually started off with group training in general. I have a terrible time working out by myself because I like to do 5 minutes and I'm like, that's enough. So you have that group setting that kind of motivates you to keep going and to add more weight and to push a little bit harder than you would if you were by yourself originally. So I started with that group mentality that just kind of helps you push. And then from there, I realized I'm never going to be particularly fast. So I figured I might as well focus on being strong. So I'm actually an Olympic weightlifter.
Wow.
And I love lifting heavy. And I love being able to teach people the foundations and the basics of how to do those lifts and how they translate into your everyday life. So we kind of really try to embody that in the training that we do with the classes.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pat, what about you?
Oh, what haven't I done? Well, I started peeing my first weight when I was 11 years old. My dad's, basically like most kids did. Started Olympic weightlifting and had a great coach when I was in high school. Won four state championships. Coach Charlie Armstrong, if you're listening out there, he's still my mentor. So I went from there into bodybuilding, into my early 20s. Did okay there, went to nationals a couple times. And then after that, I discovered powerlifting, which I love. And since then, been able to break some records and world records and national records there. Been to West High Ball Belt. I think people know where that place is. And, just been training for 20 years in the local area. Many, many gyms. And so my background is pretty diverse, So that's where we're here now. So World Gym.
I love it. So plenty of experience between all of the trainers that are at World Gym. And I know we're going to kind of get into the classes and the personal training, but if I go, to the gym and I have a membership, what are the prices just for a basic membership? And then what can I get if I invest in a personal trainer? Taylor, we'll start with
for
you.
Sure. So the basic is going to be $8.99 and you get just floor space. So there's a separate section that's called the cage, and that's where we hold all of our group training. That portion is going to be $59.99, and you get the cage, you get the outside gorilla garden area. That's really what people like, especially during the winter. It's really nice to work out outside when we have our quote-unquote winter here in Pensacola. And then from there, you have the gold membership, which includes Assault Athletics. Just the World Gym Athletics does not include that, and I believe that one is $69.99. So as far as pricing goes, you have the base model and then you have the extra, which is definitely worth it. I mean, for us, $59.99 to get the personalized one-on-one group training that we do is amazing. You can look anywhere in any other gym and it's going to be at least double the price in Pensacola. So it's definitely worth it.
So when I'm looking at investing in this, training program, mm-hmm. is it, if I go in and I'm training with you, is it just going to be me and you, or is it going to be a class?
It would be more of a class setting. However, when you think of a class, you think of like 15 people, mm-hmm. and that's too many. We don't do 15 people. I think the most I've had, especially recently, is 9. So we're able to definitely social distance.
Oh, awesome.
Everybody has their own space. It is a lot easier to have eyes on everybody, too, with only being, if that, 9 people in class. And so it's very, very personalized. It's very much one-on-one coaching, even though there are, you know, a few other people sharing your space.
Absolutely. And that's great. I mean, I've been in gym classes. I mean, obviously not lately because of what's going on, that have, you know, 35 people in it, and you kind of feel like you're lost in the mist. And then I leave and I'm like, you know, did I even do what I was supposed to be doing? I can't even get the right weights for my, what I need, because somebody already took them, and I'm kind of not getting what I invested in. And for $59.99, that is very affordable. I mean, compared to some of these other, you know, little boutique gyms that I'm seeing that are, you know, astronomically high, and, you know, don't even have as many options for you. So definitely consider World Gym, and go to World Gym, when you're making these decisions, you know, for your health. And Pat, I want to ask you, how can World Gym athletics benefit the average person, or even somebody, you know, that goes to the gym regularly?
Well, where we differentiate ourselves is that we're coaches, we're not trainers. So you have a lot of trainers here in town who would call themselves trainers. And here we do a lot of evaluation of what your weaknesses are. We come in, we'll evaluate your movement, even your nutrition, everything we can get a hold of to make you fit. So you come to our place, you go through performance to make sure that you're getting the movements down. A lot of that's one-on-one coaching. You'd be one or two people in that situation. And then we get you into HR class. That performance has a lot of elements of middle weightlifting, powerlifting, some gymnastics, and those things. And we're all about safety, mobility, and use those things to keep you safe and healthy, and so you progress to your individual goals. So that's a big difference between us and a lot of other group training. You know, with us, we kind of evaluate each day of what you actually need. And you don't get lost in the shuffle of you're in the gym, you're there with a bunch of people when you leave. What's good about group training is you get instant training partners. We have our training is designed to teach you how to win, and you leave that you've accomplished something. So we all always say that you shouldn't feel like you've been crushed, but you should feel exhilarated and that you worked when you left your class. And we're all about that. And we also teach you learn something, take something with you that you can use outside the gym to make sure you're healthy. So that's what it does with us. So, that's the kind of thing we talk about. It's called fitness truth. We get to the heart of what training, what fitness really is, and try to weave it into your lifestyle. We think about you not just in our place, but when you leave the gym. So great experience there.
And just mentally, I mean, working out and being in a group setting and seeing yourself progress is awesome. You can, I mean, I know you guys know you can, you know, put so much energy into this, and it makes you feel so good. I mean, I love working out. And Taylor, we were talking before we came on the show. It's like, I am somebody that needs a group setting. I mean, I'll like get on the treadmill or do a at-home workout and be like, all right, 3 minutes in, how much longer do I have? Yeah, I'm good. I don't even know if I'm doing the right things for my body and things like that. So I'm somebody that personally needs that motivation. And you know, needs to know that I'm doing the right things for myself. And coming in and having that evaluation, I think, is so personal. And I know you guys probably see great results by doing that.
For sure. Honestly, we have the best job. We get more hyped for you guys every time you hit a PR, whether that's, you know, a personal record for a back squat or you're faster on your mile or whatever it might be. That is my favorite part of my job, is watching people get better every single week, every single day, and then being able to celebrate it with them. And like Pat said, you know, you leave the gym feeling completely empowered. And that's how it should be. You should be like, I did so great today. Mm-hmm. I can go on and do whatever I need to with the rest of my day because I've already accomplished it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm, you know, I'm somebody that, you know, does a lot of cardio. I do a lot of spin. I go on a lot of walks. I do things like that. I am somebody that's intimidated by, you know, lifting heavy weights. Is this the program for me, even though I have no experience doing anything like that?
For sure. Yeah. So one of the requirements we have with people is that they have to go through a foundations program. And so it's 3 one-on-one sessions where we go through literally the foundations of weightlifting and any of the movements that we're going to have in classes for the performance class. We teach you how to row properly. Also, we teach you how to just kind of approach a barbell in general, especially if you've never touched one before. And even if we find that really heavy weightlifting isn't your jam, that's fine. We offer a lot of other classes too. HIIT class is one of them, so high intensity interval training. We offer a row class, which is 30 minutes, and a pace class, which is 30 minutes too. If you want to get your heart rate up and figure out a new version of cardio, those are definitely a really good way to do it. And then learning about the strength training, you don't have to necessarily go heavy every time, but learning how to manipulate weight so that it actually makes you faster is a really cool thing because all of a sudden you're stronger and faster at the same time.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. And I do want to invite our listeners, if you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. Pat, did you have something to add to that? I heard you trying to jump in there.
Well, I love about what you said is that the great thing about the gym scene now is that people have got more barbells in their hand. And yet it's not about lifting weights or, you know, things I do, one rep max and other things. It's about moving yourself and functional training. You know, it's something about people who say, well, squatting's not my thing. Well, you have to get off the floor, right? You got to get off the toilet. You've got to have a chair, and you'll be able to do that for life. So we teach those things to how to integrate into your life. And it's great to see people who have never touched a barbell before come in, get to, and I've seen people who really didn't think they lifted weights. All of a sudden, they're like, why don't I do this? I want to squat better. I've never lifted better. And it's just great to see that progression, and because it's going to be really straight training for everybody. So.
Absolutely. Well, we do have our first text message question that came through. With the whole COVID-19 situation, I know people are sick of talking about this, but it's on top of everybody's mind in our safety. What is the gym doing to protect people as they work out?
For sure. So our section specifically always has enough towels and sanitizing all the time. We ask all of our athletes to wipe everything down before we touch them and then again after, because unfortunately, it is a 24-hour gym, so you do have to maintain that there are people in there without us as coaches there all the time. So just making sure that you're doing your due diligence for that also. But then we are requiring masks as you walk into the building. We don't require them as you work out, but like I said, we only have so many people in class. We're definitely able to social distance the entire time. So it makes it really, really easy to have your own bubble, if you will.
Are these classes going on, you know, throughout the day, or is it just in the morning, just at night? What does the schedule look like?
Right now, to hopefully aid in the social distancing, we have a 5 a.m. class, and some days of the week we have a 6 a.m. class, and then we have a 5:30 p.m. class.
Okay, that's great. I really want to try it out.
And please.
I can literally only go in the morning, so I like that
Come
you
on.
Said that.
5 a.m. is early, but honestly, that's actually our busiest class. And then you get it done. You're like, sweet.
I know.
I have my whole day.
I know. Working out in the morning, it's definitely a rhythm that you have to get into. I used to do it all the time. Since COVID started, I haven't been to those early morning workouts. But when I did, I just remember having all of those, you know, endorphins whenever you start your day. I mean, it is just, it makes all of the difference. And I know you guys know that, and I can definitely attest to that. So 5 a.m. classes, 6 a.m. classes. If I call up World Gym right now and say, hey, I want to purchase a membership where I can have access to these classes, how do I go about signing up? I mean, how far in advance do I have to go to sign up for these classes?
Definitely give them a call. They will have you come in and sign paperwork and things like that. I would honestly love it if you guys were able to come in and try a class out, because we want to make sure that it's a good fit for you and that we're able to evaluate too. And so making sure that you actually truly enjoy it, and I guarantee you will. But that way you can sign up as you leave and be like, yeah, this is really cool. And you know that it's something you're going to feel really good about investing in.
Mm-hmm. And then you can also check out the Salt Athletics when you're there as well, which is something that we talked about last time you guys were on the show. And that whole segment is available on our News Radio 92.3 website. It's so cool what you guys can do in there. Can you guys just give us a little, you know, taste of what that is?
Salt Athletics is... we're working on patenting it itself. It is a new technology that is going to help you recover and help you work out a lot better. It is the idea that you are in an enclosed space and there are salt particles floating around as you work out. It's supposed to help your breathing patterns, especially if you have asthma, if you have any kind of allergies. It's supposed to help with the recovery time on all of those things. Muscle recovery, everything like that. So it's definitely... something to check out for sure. And then from there, if you pair it with the classes that we offer, it's really, really awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to go in and check out some of your classes.
For sure.
My workouts are kind of boring. And I feel like sometimes I get in the same kind of routine of doing things. And Pat, I'll ask you this question. Are you guys doing the same workouts every single time, or do you kind of mix it up?
Oh, absolutely not. Each week is definitely something different. We do have like a pool of things we pull from, but you'll get everything from chippers, meaning you're starting high reps and trying to get as many as you can and chip down from 150 reps anywhere to, you know, 3-5 reps of strength training. So it's every day we have a certain fundamentals we work on, but each workout's different. Each workout's fun. You're always constantly moving, and it's never boring, and it's always a challenge. We'll tell you, you got this many reps, with this much time to get it done, or you're looking at this PR, or you're doing this percentage, and you're going for it. You know, I'm always in the training I've always done is I always try to break some kind of PR every time, whether it's time, reps, weight, whatever. And you're always looking to do that in these classes. Again, it's teaching you how to win, teaching you how to get over obstacles and things you can think of. I love seeing people's the face of people's look people's face when they come in. They see the workout we've written on the board. Again, there's no way we'll get through that. And then they do, they feel like they've conquered the world. So that's how we did. That's another thing, is not being able to have to think. You know, I've known people go to gyms and look around and look, what am I going to do today? You know, in the day. And coming into a class like this, it's all laid out for you. So all you have to worry about is the intensity and the effort that you put in. It's great stuff. So.
Yeah, you sound like me. What am I going to do today? I just walk in and I think, okay, maybe I'll do some jump rope in. Maybe I'll do a couple minutes on the treadmill. And then I get so bored that I leave.
Right.
And I'm like, what's the point of me even going? So I'm somebody that really needs a class structure. I mean, just for our listeners, I know you're not seeing me right now. I am not an Olympic weightlifter, but I feel like this is somewhere that I could start to kind of see what my fitness goals should be and kind of where I'm at, what my skill level is. If somebody has an injury of some sort, like they kind of have, you know, bad knees, or if they've had a back injury in the past, can you work and kind of, you know, work with them and work around that?
For sure. That's kind of my favorite thing, is helping people realize that they can work through pain and work and move in a way that actually ends up helping to eliminate pain. Being stagnant and being still is never, ever a good thing for pain. And usually that's what people do because they think it's safe. And so what happens is that we are able to get them to move. Between the three of us coaches, we have so much knowledge about mobility and making sure that we are moving properly through different muscles and making sure that the right muscles are warmed up properly. And then not only that, but everything that we do in class can be modified in some way, shape, or form. So if there's something that is going to hurt in either a lower back or a knee or something like that, there's always something we can replace it with so that you are still able to be part of the group.
I love it. Well, we do have a listener on the line that wants to join in from the conversation. We have Dan from Gulf Breeze. Welcome to the show. What's your question, Dan?
Hello, Bridget. Hello, guys. Appreciate the show today. Great show. I have a quick question regarding working out and the difference between working out individually and in groups. So I'm currently at another gym, but looking to choose a new gym. I'm just curious about the benefits. I currently work out individually, but I think I would fare better in a group setting. And I like how you said you don't normally go more than 9 people. Just curious, what are the benefits to working out in a group rather individually?
Pat, I'll take this one if that's okay. Hi.
Go ahead.
The idea that you start to get a routine, that's the best part, because then all of a sudden you see the same faces every single day and they will hold you accountable even more so than your coaches, because you'll see the same people every single day and then they'll look at you and say, you weren't in class on Tuesday. Where were you? And then either you have a really awesome excuse, or you can be like, oh, I slept through my alarm. And then you're like, dang it, they called me out. You know, that's such a big part of it. The camaraderie that you get from working in a group of people that you start to get to know. And I tell you, the group we got, they're so fantastic. And they are incredibly motivating just in themselves. And so like that aspect is finding it's like your little gym family. And that makes such a big difference in longevity and making sure that you stay on the right path for what your goals are specifically.
Thank you. And I just missed the name of your group. What's the name of your company again?
It's World Gym Athletics.
World Gym. Oh, okay, great. Hey, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dan. Maybe we'll see you there. You could be a part of our gym family.
Yes.
I love it. 850-437-1620. We still have time if you want to give us a call or give us a text if you have any questions. And that's a really good point that you did make. Being in a group setting and having people hold you accountable makes all of the difference. Because, you know, you wake up those days and you're like, I cannot do this today. And then you feel that remorse when you go back and they say, oh, where were you? And you're like, I just slept through, wasn't feeling it. But you'll feel so much better after you go and do it. So if I want to sign up for these group classes, I mean, is this something that I have to do every day? What if my schedule doesn't allow for it? Do I pick and choose?
No, you don't have to do it every day. You can come in. You know, a lot of our people take a one rest day during the week, and then that way they have Sunday, because we do offer a class on Saturday. But typically people take like a Wednesday or a Thursday off. It just is truly up to what your body is ready to handle. Starting out, I would definitely do 3 days a week until you're ready for the amount of intensity that you can build up to every day. You're going to be surprised at what you're capable of. And then not only that, but you'll be surprised at how much more sleep you need. But that's a good thing. We like sleep for sure. And so learning what you are willing to work with as far as your own personal schedule and body and how you're eating and things like that, because food makes a big play. And like, we're doing a nutrition challenge actually starting on Monday. And it's amazing to me what we get to teach people for nutrition specifically and how it helps with all of the things you do in your daily life.
Yeah, like you have to eat.
Literally, you have to eat. It's important.
I see so many people go on so many crazy diets, like we're doing a juice cleanse and now I'm doing keto and now I'm doing this. I'm like, hate to break it to you, but yeah, that's not gonna work. I mean, I'm not a nutritionist,
but you
gotta eat. All my friends are doing all those they're on for 3 days, the weekends they're off. It's crazy.
Yep.
So you're getting education in all aspects if you do this program at World Gym. I hear a lot of people say, you know, I want to lift weights, but I don't want to be bulky. Is that a myth? Is that something that's going to happen to me if I work out?
Pat, between the three of us, you're the bulky one. So how much work does it take to be bulky, Pat?
Let me tell you something. Big time myth. The thing is that's the first thing I get is, I'm going to get bigger, you know, am I going to get bulky? Well, that's a big time myth, especially the way we move, you know. Within the rep ranges that we use a lot of times, and Olympic weightlifting and powerlifting, you're not going to gain size. In fact, those particular aspects of training, we try to get people stronger without putting weight on. That slows them down if you're an athlete. So, you know, so in order for, say, females especially to get to the, I'm going to get bigger, you know, this will. Well, it really takes a lot of food, a lot of other exogenous things to get you to put on a lot of weight in your bulk. And usually what happens is they're not dieting when they're putting on muscle. The worst thing you can do is look at the scale. So I have someone, for instance, you know, people have done nutrition for them, they go on the scale every day, and they'll go, oh, I've gained a pound. So how much water did you drink today? They go, a gallon? You know, a gallon weighs 3 pounds, right? So, you know, so I'll have those things. But usually I'll tell you that the more muscle you put on, the more calories you burn, the actual leaner you'll get. That's how it works over time. So getting bulky, those things will only happen if you actually train in the way that will make you that way. That's in that 6 to 12 rep range, more bodybuilding style. I've done that. But the way we move, the way we burn calories, you're not sitting still. You're not doing three sets and then looking at your text messages. You're moving around and actually, you know, with your training, weight training actually raises your metabolism. You know, here's the thing I always tell people about cardio. Cardio is great. We all need to do it, but cardio is something that always breaks your body down. Your body has to break things down to get you to move faster, get you endurance, get you smaller so that you can actually accomplish it. Weight training is the only thing that pushes blood and hormones and things into your muscle to make you look better. That's the only thing that does it. You know, people, if you look at a person that's an older marathon runner, they're actually broken down. Their skin is not as good. Their bones are not as, as strong. Person who lifts weights or has added weight training to their regimen, they usually look younger. They can move better. They're more fit. So those are the things we try to get you to do in our programs, to get you a little bit of everything.
I love it.
Your heart rate's going to be up. You'll get cardio.
Well,
right?
Pat, we're
your heart rate's going to be up. So.
We're out of time, and I realize that I'm doing everything wrong at the gym because I'm doing all cardio and I need to do weights. So tell us what the number is, Taylor. Oh, you don't know the number, but we're World Gym. $59.99 and sign up for their classes. I love it. They can get you in. They have classes all day long. We have Elite Services Quality Clean coming up next.
News, talk, traffic, and weather for Northwest Florida. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Pensacola.